Yes.
Three, two, one, and...
A warm welcome to Disky Talk with Luyolo. If you're tuning in for the very first time, I ask that you please subscribe and hit that notification bell. If you've been a part of this journey, I hope you thoroughly enjoy this episode. So, on today's episode, we discuss all things DStv Premiership transfer news. So, we do know that the transfer window is coming to a close. And on today's episode, I'm going to have a look at which teams did the best business and the deals that didn't happen and deals which could potentially happen at the last hour or deals that can happen by virtue of the fact that these players that I will be speaking about are free agents. So that's a great segue then into the first segment. The first segment is free agents. So I will then start with Seth Perusnak, who is a free agent within the DStv. He is a player who plied his trade within the DStv Premiership for Golden Arrows in the previous season. However, he is a free agent. It was reported that he had spent some time with SuperSport United, but a deal didn't materialize then. And look, it has also been reported that Kaizer Chiefs are very interested in him. But no deal as of yet has been made with Seth Perusnak. And this is a quality player who I think would bring so much to any team in that defensive midfield department. By virtue of the fact that he is one of those defensive midfielders that can play in sort of a deep role. So this is where he's very good at. And he can play this role where he will then allow you the fortitude of having a box-to-box midfielder and an attacking midfielder. Or you could even have two attacking midfielders. And he plays in this position very well. Very comfortable on the ball. He drops deep to start play. And he institutes that free-flowing passing football from deep areas within the pitch. You know, he does occupy vertical zone 3, which is the central zone on the pitch. So a very exciting player who I think would be a very key player, you know, at SuperSport or at a Kaizer Chiefs. Because with SuperSport, if you could have Perusnak in there, you could then release Bule to play as a 10 and then have Tebogo Mokoena going as a box-to-box. For Kaizer Chiefs, it would do the same. You know, it would give them that fortitude of maybe foregoing a Nange or Cole Alexander and then being a lot more offensive from a midfield perspective. And you'd also add depth to that position with regards to Kaizer Chiefs. But moving on then along to the next player, he goes by the name of Thabo Kwele, a player who stole all our hearts when he performed really well at the Olympics for the under-23. So this is a player who's got so much quality, especially when you consider what he can do from a defensive perspective and from an offensive perspective. So from deep positions, he's a player who's very comfortable on the ball. He can start from deep, collect the ball. And what I like about him, he's press resistant. So when you do look to press him, this is a player who can evade the press by virtue of the fact that he's A, comfortable on the ball, and very good in tight spaces as well. But one thing that I'd like to point out with Thabo Kwele is that he can go box to box. You know, he can go box to box, or you could play him as a free eight, you know, where the creative responsibilities lay on his shoulders. So I think he's a very exciting player, and it remains to be seen what will happen. Will he stay in Europe, or is there a team in South Africa that could potentially lure him in? So personally, I love Thabo Kwele, and I think he's a very good footballer. If I was Kaizer Chiefs, I'd be looking to sign a player of his caliber, because what he can do for Kaizer Chiefs is take them to the next level from a midfield perspective. And you're looking at a player who could be at Kaizer Chiefs for a very long time. But in the best interest of the player and his career, I think it's best that he stays in Europe. It was reported that there are teams in Portugal who are currently fishing for his signature. So you got teams like Porto who are interested in him. And if he can stay in Europe, he can really do well in Europe. So the next segment then is the transfers that didn't happen, the big ones. So with regards to the transfers that didn't happen, I will then start with Utabo Notata, who plies his trade at Cape Town City. This was a player who was linked to Orlando Pirates and Kaizer Chiefs, you know, and before the previous season even ended, you know, the question was, where was he going to go? Was he going to go to Chiefs? Was he going to go to Orlando Pirates? What was he going to do? And it seems that he's staying put at Cape Town City for now, you know, so yeah, Tabo Notata doesn't get that big move to Orlando Pirates or Kaizer Chiefs, you know. And yet again, another player who could have brought so much to Chiefs from a midfield perspective with regards to his energy and his ability to go box to box and also play within a double pivot. You know, another player who's got age on his side who could form part and parcel of an extensive rebuild, which would see then Kaizer Chiefs build for the next years to come. So moving on then right along, let's move on to SuperSport. You know, the highly spoken of SuperSport, you know, SuperSport United. You look, almost everybody was interested in SuperSport United players, from Chiefs to Sundowns to Pirates. You know, when we look at three players being Bradley Grobler, Sipho Mbule, and Tebogo Mokoena. Excuse me there for the middle finger. I didn't mean to, guys. I didn't mean to. But the three players then being Bradley Grobler, Sipho Mbule, and Tebogo Mokoena. So, when you have a look at these three players, I'll start with Bradley Grobler. So, an out-and-out goal-getter, striker. He did win the Golden Boot in the previous DStv Premiership. So this is a player who, from a qualitative perspective, ticks all the boxes, can finish left foot, right foot, and in the air, he's very strong. So what I like about him is that he's got a complete skill set, and he could have been a threat to... Well, he is a threat to any team he comes up against, but he could have been a great advantage to any team he potentially could have played for. So, he's a fox in the box, very good in there, and he can also take shots from outside the box. And what a lot of people don't realize about him, which he did in a week ago when SuperSport were playing against Golden Arrows, he peeled off into the half space. And then he played this beautiful pass for an on-running Sipho Mbule, who finished with the plumb with his head, bah, in. And that's what he does, because he's got so much quality, does Bradley Grobler. And then we will move on to a Sipho Mbule, a quality player, a number 10, who, you know, was linked to Kaizer Chiefs and Sundowns, you know. It was very interesting. Who would sign him? Where would he go, you know? Or would he potentially go to an Orlando Pirates, like Bradley Grobler was linked to Orlando Pirates? But the two most notable teams which were interested in Sipho Mbule's services were Chiefs and Sundowns. But I would say more so Kaizer Chiefs. But this is a player who has now not left for Kaizer Chiefs. He does then stay at SuperSport. This is a player that could have brought so much to Kaizer Chiefs, because he plays as a 10. And in that creative department, when you look at Kaizer Chiefs, you know, they've got young guys like Yokosi Pilengobo. They've got Sabelo Khatebe. But a Sipho Mbule, who comes with DStv Premiership experience, A, and the skill set that he possesses, because he can score goals as well with his head outside the box, in the box as well. He's also a player who can drop deep into vertical zone 2, which is the left half space, and look to create. He can also pop up into the right half channel. This is a player that can do so much for a team, you know. He is a gem within South African football. But it does look like he is going to stay at SuperSport United. And then when we have a look at Tebogo Mokoena, this is another one who was linked to Sundowns and Kaizer Chiefs. You know, it was reported that the player prefers Kaizer Chiefs. But the problem then with these two players, with Mbule and Tebogo Mokoena, is that they are very expensive. So you'd have to break the bank to get both players. And it doesn't seem like any DStv Premiership team will do that. So that is the segment of the transfers that didn't happen. So you've got Tabo Notata staying at Cape Town City, Bradley Grobler staying at SuperSport United, alongside Sipho Mbule and Tebogo Mokoena. So let's move on then to the next segment. The next segment is, which team won the window? You know, which team won the transfer window? You know, so many teams signed a lot of players. You know, you can go from Sekhukhune United, we can have a look at Sundowns, Kaizer Chiefs. A lot of teams were doing business this transfer window as per usual. But the two teams that I would like to focus on is A, Kaizer Chiefs, B, SuperSport United. So, the team that won the window, in my opinion, is Kaizer Chiefs. And I say they won the window because, let's look at it. From a defensive perspective, they managed to sign Njabulo Ngcobo and Thabani Dube. And if these two players start at the heart of defense for Kaizer Chiefs, they can form a formidable combination. And Brandon Peterson goal, which is a player that can compete for that number one spot. So, you then have a very solid triangle from a qualitative perspective. And when we look at it from that perspective, these three can form a very solid defense from a triangle perspective. So, I think then, from a defensive perspective, these were quality signings. When we move into midfield, the issue that needed to be addressed within the heart of midfield for Kaizer Chiefs were the midfielders. They went and got Alexander and they got Patucheza Nange. So they've slotted in really well for Kaizer Chiefs and have created this beautiful pivot, you know, which can go on to become a very, very dominant pivot within DStv Premiership football. So these two quality players. And then they signed Sekgota. And then, yes, of course, the marquee signing, Keegan Dolly. Huge, huge signing, you know. So, Keegan Dolly, we all saw what he did against Baraka in one game. He showed us what he can do. And that was an unfit Dolly, by the way. So, imagine what he can do when he's fully fit. So, from that standpoint, those are the players. Those are some of the players that Kaizer Chiefs have signed, which have been absolutely phenomenal signings, in my perspective. And look, those are quality signings, you know. And I think Kaizer Chiefs have won the window. Not to mention Ashanti, Sibusiso Mabiliso. So Kaizer Chiefs have signed so many quality players who can do so much for Kaizer Chiefs. So I then think that Kaizer Chiefs won the transfer window this time around. I thought they signed well and they signed smartly. However, the only position in which I felt they really needed to sign was an out-and-out defensive midfielder, if we could call it, you know, a person who specializes in this position, so that you could have two attack-minded midfielders, you know. You could have Ngcobo, and then you could have even Keegan Dolly coming to play as a 10, or you could have a Patucheza Nange going as a box-to-box, you know. From an offensive perspective within the midfield, they could play on the front foot, you know. So a guy that would allow them to attack, you know. That's what I think. And of course, a striker as well, you know. Those are the two positions I think that they should have prioritized, you know. And look, my sentiments are that, you know, I really wish that they could have gone and broke the bank for Tebogo Mokoena, because I think then he would form part and parcel of a very good double pivot. Yes, he's not a player who can play alone in there. He needs to play as part of a pair. But he'd do so much for this Kaizer Chiefs side. So, yeah. But I still think, nonetheless, a very good window for Kaizer Chiefs. I think they've won the window. Another team that I'd like to give a special mention to is SuperSport. So, I don't think they've won the window. But I think they had a great window. Not by virtue of the fact of who they signed, but by virtue of the players they held on to. They held on to the spine. So, they held on to Bradley Grobler. They held on to Tebogo Mokoena and Sipho Mbule. These three players, from a qualitative perspective, they tick all boxes. They are complete in relation to the positions they play. So, I think SuperSport United also had a great transfer window from that perspective. But, obviously, from a financial standpoint, because they are a selling club, that is their business model, they would have obviously then made so much money this transfer window had they moved the boys on. But they held on to these players and they can go out and actually compete. But another player that they managed to sign, Buhle Mkhwanazi. So when you look at these four players who form the spine, you got Bradley Grobler, you got Sipho Mbule, you got Tebogo Mokoena, and Buhle Mkhwanazi. So I think then SuperSport have also had a phenomenal window, because now they've got a very solid spine which can go on to actually compete within the DStv Premiership. And if you have a look at who partners Buhle Mkhwanazi, you got Luke Fleurs, who's growing in confidence and in stature. I've been very impressed with him. He's turning out every bit to become a very, very refined centre-half. Very good, very elegant in the ball, and very strong in the tackle when he needs to be. So I think SuperSport is another team that had a very, very impressive window. However, we've come to the extra time segment of Disky Talk with Leolo, where I give you guys my team of the window. So in this segment, I'll put together 11 players and have a couple of special mentions to other players that don't make this 11 with regards to the signings of the window. So let's then start. In goals, I've got Darren Keat. I think from a goalkeeping perspective, he makes my team of the window. So Darren Keat in this window did join Cape Town City. But special mentions do go to Brandon Peterson, because signed for Kaizer Chiefs as well, you know. And Marquez as well, who's also signed for Cape Town City. Another very good goalkeeper. But I'll have to give it to Darren Keat. And then at right back, I've got Ntokozi Sidube, who in this window went back on loan to Golden Arrows. So, yeah, it's not a permanent transfer, but it is a loan. But I still have to pinpoint his quality as a right back. I think he's one of the best right backs within the league, one of the most consistent. It still baffles me as to why do Orlando Pirates let such a quality right back go. You know, this is a right back who can give you that width, who can go up, deliver that cross. He's got so much quality. This is a right back who can read the game very well, who can tuck in and occupy that position. He reads the game very well and offers great defensive solidity. So I'm just very shocked as to why they let him go. But he does make my team as a right back. And then two centre-halves, Buhle Mkhwanazi and Jabulo Ngcobo. So these are the two who make my team of the window. Quality centre-halves, very complete pair. I even wish that they could play together. You put them together, you're potentially looking at the best center half in the league. But anyway, at left back, I'll have to give it to Mabiliso by virtue of the fact that quality, he's young, and I think he's got a higher ceiling than a Divine Lunga, than Ngobeni, who joined Sundowns, and Siso Hlanti, who joined Kaizer Chiefs as well. And then in the midfield, yeah. So, a lot of special mentions here, but this is in relation to how important they are to their team and the roles that they play in their team. So, in midfield, I've got Keegan Buchanan, I've got Nange and Makubela. So, these three, I think, are going to be very important for their teams. That's why I've picked them. However, special mention does go out to Given Tibedi. Special mention does go out to Musele, Cole Alexander as well, from a midfield perspective. And then I've got Keegan Dolly off the left. I've got Sikhota off the right. I mean, they could always interchange as my wingers within team of the window. And then up front, I've got Thabiso Kutumela. You know, that's the striker I looked at. And I think he can make a difference at Sundowns. Yes, there's competition for places, but I think he has enough quality to break into that Sundowns 11, you know, because he's also a very mobile striker, you know, so he can play in that front three that Mamelodi Sundowns do love to institute. So instead of playing as a main striker, he can always play maybe as the forward who occupies the half space, you know. So yeah, so that is my team of the window. In goals, Darren Keat. At right back, Ntokozi Sidube. Two centre-halves, we've got Jabulo Ngcobo and we've got Buhle Mkhwanazi. At left back, Mabiliso. A midfield three of Buchanan, Nange and Makubela, who's gone to Orlando Pirates, who I think will be very pivotal when it comes to their creative department. We've got Sikhota, we've got Biliat and we've got Kutumela. So, ladies and gentlemen, do let me know at home who won the window. Which team won the DStv Premiership transfer window? Which team made the best signings? And which team made the worst signings? Also, in the extra time segment, I did give you my team of the window. What is your team of the window? Who do you have in your team of the window? And also, just to note, ladies and gentlemen, this was recorded on the 28th of August. So, there's still 3 days, according to this episode. But by the time this episode comes out, it might be on the 30th or the 31st. So if a big signing does happen, it's not because I didn't cover it or didn't know. It's just that I recorded a couple days earlier because of availability and my working schedule. So thank you very much for tuning in to yet another special episode of Disky Talk with Liolo. I thoroughly enjoyed breaking down the DStv Premiership transfer window. signing out.